Sometime in April or May, the U.S. plans to help Iraqi troops retake the city of Mosul. That's according to statements yesterday from the U.S. military. The self-proclaimed Islamic State, or ISIS, captured Mosul last June. Iraqi Kurds will be key in the fight to free Mosul. They're the closest U.S. allies in Iraq, and their forces hold the turf just north of the city. They're so close they can look down on the city's outskirts and watch ISIS operate. NPR's Ari Shapiro was with Kurdish fighters recently. And a warning note on this report, it contains graphic descriptions of violence.
Some guys are making plans to meet up over walkie-talkies. My interpreter translates.
What are they saying?
We say, Mr. Abdullah, are you coming now to us? Let's come to us to have a lunch.
We're listening to ISIS making lunch plans right now.
Yeah. Kurdish fighters stand all day at the top of this mountain behind banks of sandbags, listening to their enemy in the city of Mosul down below. We can see the ISIS flags flying over the outskirts of the town. Sometimes the chatter is not so mundane.
He say, there is now the airplane. Did you hear the sound?
Yeah.
Haider. When he say Haider, he mean the airplane. Like it's like a...
It's the code word. Haider is the code word for the...
Yeah, for the airplane.
They say, Haider is coming your way. And sure enough, we hear a low buzzing sound, though there's no airstrike this time. The Kurds gave us permission to broadcast this information. They say sometimes at night, they listen to the men down below order specific women to be sent to them by name. These women and girls have been taken captive from villages that ISIS conquered. It drives the Kurdish fighters crazy not to be able to do anything. Hussein Ali has been on top of this mountain since August, and he's desperate to go fight.
He say, yes, sure, and this is my village. I want to control my village. I don't want to stay here.
Last week, ISIS sent a few suicide bombers climbing up the hill. Hussein Ali says he spotted them through the binoculars. One of the fighters posted this video to Facebook. A few missed shots, and then... a direct hit, a ball of flame, and cheers. A fighter named Mohammed Sadiq Aza says it happens pretty regularly.
Yeah, he say if you just go down here, you will see the hand, the head of the ISIS. We kill him all the time here.
An assault on Mosul is still likely months away, but preparations are intensifying. Just behind the front line, a little ways down the mountain, this new training camp has volunteer reservists learning to march and shoot. They're both Kurds and Arabs from Mosul. They chant, ISIS, ISIS, we are coming, from every street to every house. As they march, they wear balaclavas covering their faces. That's because most of them have relatives in Mosul. They will fight with their identities concealed so ISIS doesn't kill their families. It's difficult to get any news from Mosul, but this military trainer says he manages to chat with his brother on Facebook every few days. His brother's family spends all day in the house.
No schools, no markets, nothing. Bad life.
His brother urges, come back to Mosul and attack ISIS. The trainer promises, we will. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Northern Iraq.